Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or return from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God." In reading the book of Ruth, you will discover a picture of true commitment. Ruth's commitment to her family and to God changed the course of her life. The scene when Ruth made her commitment to God is one of the great confessions of faith in the Bible. There on the road to Bethlehem, Ruth accepted God's grace. She was persuaded in her faith, even though her own mother-in-law told her to turn back. Both Ruth and her sister-in-law, Orpah, had come to the crossroads on the way to Bethlehem, where their mother-in-law, Naomi, encouraged them to go back to their own people in Moab. Orpah wept and was full of emotion, but she turned around and went back into Moab. Ruth, however, clung to her commitment, and as a result, her entire life was changed forever. She became the grandmother of the great King David and is listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. That is what commitment to Christ really is. It is not sitting on the fence. It is making a decision to follow Christ wholeheartedly. It is cross-bearing. Jesus said, "It is not always going to be easy. If you are going to follow me, you must take up your cross and follow after me." Today, I challenge you to make your commitment to God total and final. Put aside the doubts and the escape clauses and stick to the contract of your commitment to Him. Please join us next week.